Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings, it's a fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate who makes the catch. Inside the 15. Inside the 10. And he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0. Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time tonight, coming to you from our good friends at Forest View Lanes. That's Forest View Recreation Bar and Grill up here in Temperance, Michigan. Glad to have you on board, everybody. A lot of great things lined up this week. Big news, Tigers win today, 2-1. You know what? Pitching duels and pitching matchups and head-to-head competition between the likes of Justin Verlander and Chris Sale. A lot of times, a lot of hype. No results. Wasn't the case today. Tigers win it by a score of 2-1. Sale, very, very good. Justin Verlander, very, very good. Got over to 100 pitches. Brad Ausmus came out to have a talk with JV. Fans were booing, anticipating that Brad Ausmus might take JV out of the game. They left him in. He got out of trouble. Did not pick up the win, but the Tigers win it by a score of 2-1. Now, isn't it funny how things work out? Andrew Romine had two doubles in the game today. He was a late replacement for Detroit Tiger left fielder Justin Upton, late scratch because of a sore back. And a 1-1 game. The Detroit Tigers got the tying run and a home run by Ian Kinsler. Boy, what a ball player he is. I got to tell you, was the Tigers' most valuable player last year. And it's, you know, starting out that way again this year. And then all of a sudden, Romine gets a double. They walk Kinsler, and a base hit by Nick Castellanos in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tigers win it by a score of 2-1. Justin Wilson comes in. Bullpen did not falter. K-Rod got a little crazy in the ninth, but he got out of it. Tigers win it 2-1, taking 3 out of 4 from the Boston Red Sox. If you haven't heard, Jimenez is now a Detroit Tiger. And Bruce Rondon, well over, we hear, 315 pounds, is back with the Toledo Mud Hens. And, again, having a tough time just getting the ball across the plate. Came to spring training and camp, we understand. Went to the WBC, World Baseball Congress, went a little haywire at the buffet line. Rest is history. He'll be down at Fifth Third Field trying to, number one, lose a little weight and find the strike zone. But the Tigers win it 2-1. The Detroit Tigers now 4-2 in the year. They wait the arrival of the very surprising and tough Minnesota Twins. The Masters yesterday. Wow. You know what? I had a friend of mine text me. And his words were exactly right. It never disappoints. It never disappoints. The Masters on Sunday, back nine was great. Sergio Garcia wins it. You kind of thought that, let's get one thing straight. This contest between Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia was not a putting contest. You see that so much in the major championships. This was a ball-striking match, a ball-striking contest. Sergio, as everybody knows, did not and has not won a major until yesterday. And he made the turn there at Augusta National, and all of a sudden you thought, ah, here we go. He's in trouble. But he makes the big eagle, comes down the stretch. You want to talk about a ball-striking clinic. He was great. Justin Rose and Garcia down the stretch yesterday at Augusta National. It was great. And I got to tell you, I think I was with the majority of the viewers here yesterday when Sergio Garcia missed that putt on 18, 72nd hole regulation. I said, that's it. Kind of reminds you of his miss in the Open Championship, which was a little bit shorter. He rebounds. Rose pushes a drive off the tee in the second playoff hole to the right. And, again, Sergio makes a three. And, again, Sergio Garcia wins the Masters. But it really just was another. It's one of my favorite days of the year. Again, the Masters, the back nine, of course, on Sunday. Hats off to Sergio Garcia that has been, listen, filleted, criticized, even criticized himself at times, wondering if he had what it took in his heart, what it took in his golfing soul to win a major. Answered that question yesterday. Hats off to Sergio Garcia. Other stuff over the weekend, the closing of the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit. A lot of great memories there. Have one myself, by the way. I was with New Jersey when we played the 1995 Stanley Cup Finals there. Of course, the Devils won that. But you know what? It was kind of a precursor of things to come for the Detroit Red Wings. Very similar things have happened to teams. Colorado, the Devils I was with, got beaten the conference finals the previous year. It almost seems like you got to lose one before you kickstart things. That certainly happened with the Red Wings. Great to see all the alumni come back yesterday. I love the chants at the Joe Louis Arena where the fans were yelling, Stevie, come home. Stevie, come home. Of course, they were talking about Steve Yzerman, who addressed the crowd. He's the general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning. There's been speculation about Ken Holland in Detroit. But a big day yesterday at the Joe Louis Arena. Then, of course, tonight, how about at the Palace? They'll be closing down that building as both the Detroit Red Wings and the Pistons will be moving into the Little Caesars Arena. Of course, that'll be next season in downtown Detroit. So they closed the Joe yesterday. They closed the Palace tonight. Really the two events. And listen, the Pistons have had some success. But part of their problem, the Pistons, and this is why I think the Detroit Red Wings and their success at the Joe Louis Arena really kind of overshadows the closing of the Palace, because I've always thought this, the location of the Palace. Seems like you got to drive another hour out of Detroit North to get there. Never really just seemed a real part of the community. And basically that's just one of those things that over the years from a geographical standpoint happened. Again, the Joe Louis Arena, the Palace, no comparison there. Again, coming to you tonight from Forest View Lanes, Forest View Recreation Bar and Grill. Tigers win today. That's our Reeb Funeral Home update on the Detroit Tigers. Masters was absolutely unbelievable. They closed the Joe. Red Wings end a 25-year run by making the playoffs and moving forward into their new building in that little sector right there around the Fox Theater that Mr. I, Mike Ilitch, started putting together years ago. Comerica Park, Lions Ford Field, now Little Caesars Arena. Pistons there, Red Wings there. What a great entertainment district indeed. Frank Gargano's our producer, our engineer back at the studios tonight. Here's what we got lined up. 5:35 tonight, we are going to talk Masters with Pat Lindsay. He played in the 84 Masters. He's a Toledoan. He won on tour. We're going to break down Sergio's victory. And I'm going to kind of wonder, too, you know, likes of Spieth, who was 3 over yesterday. Fowler was 4 over yesterday. Might even talk a little Freddie Couples. Might talk some Phil as well. Baseball coming up at 5:15. Tom Gage will join us, longtime Detroit Tiger writer, Detroit News, won the J.G. Taylor Spink Award, honored by the Hall of Fame for his work over the years. Talking, he's got a new book out, by the way, Talking Tiger Baseball there. Mike Miller coming to you from Forest View Lanes. Spring, sand, volleyball leagues now forming. A lot of things going on. Rich Kenny will join us on the air at 5:45 tonight. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. My name is Mike Miller, back with Tom Gage after this.
The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. 5:35 tonight, Pat Lindsay will join us. We'll be talking Masters. Toledo, and by the way, that played the 1984 Masters. He won on tour. Sergio's big win yesterday. Of course, his first major. Again, it never disappoints. It never disappoints the back nine at Augusta on Sunday. Tigers win today by a score of 2-1 in a pitching duel that lived up to expectations. Sale, very good for the Boston Red Sox. JV, very good for the Detroit Tigers. 1-1 was the score. Tigers got their run on the Ian Kinsler home run. And the Tigers, Andrew Romine, who, by the way, filled in for Justin Upton. Late scratch for Justin, sore back. Romine got in the lineup, hit a pair of doubles on the afternoon, including one in the bottom of the eighth. And Nick Castellanos singled him home. Tigers win it 2-1. No bullpen implosion. And the Tigers move to 4-2 and take 3 out of 4 from the Boston Red Sox. And the surprising Minnesota Twins make their way into Comerica Park tomorrow. Well, I'm going to age myself a little bit here. I read the newspaper, the Detroit News, for a lot of years, and the first headline I went to and the first byline was the one that was written by Tom Gage, longtime writer for the Detroit News, covered the Detroit Tigers starting in 1979 all the way through 2014. How about this? The J.G. Taylor Spink Award that's given to writers, the Baseball Writers Association of America, by the way. He was the chairman of the Detroit chapter, by the way, Baseball Writers Association of America. Hall of Fame recognized writer Tom Gage, who's got a book out. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good, Mike. Uh-oh, if that ages you, it ages me because
hey.
I'm that person.
Hey, what? Let me tell you something right now, and I don't want to get carried away on this too much. The first year that I think I really started watching and paying attention to the Detroit Tigers was the 1961 campaign. Norm Cash had a big year. He played first base. How about this? I believe it was Jerry Lumpy at second base, Chico Fernandez at short, Steve Boris at third, Dick Brown and Mike Rourke were the catchers, Colavito in left, Bruton in center, the great K-line in right, Frank Larry, Don Mossy, Phil Regan. I want to say 9 years of age, I remember that lineup to today. Loved baseball, loved your work over the years, and got a copy of your book today, The Big 50, Detroit Tigers. Congratulations on that, and it's going to be a great read. And I got to tell you, Tom, you're talking to the heart of Tiger country down here, right at the Ohio-Michigan line. First things first, tell me about your thoughts and why you went about putting the book together, The Big 50, Detroit Tigers.
Well, I put the book together because a publisher asked me to, actually. I covered the Tigers for the news for as a traveling beat writer for 36 years, and when that ended, I still had more in the tank. I still do. And I wanted to have something on the shelf. Triumph had asked me a couple of times before, and I said, look, I'm just too busy during the season, and at the end of the season, I don't want to go right back to the computer. Well, this time I wanted to go right back to the computer, and I know that 1961 team well. You had one position wrong, and that was second base. I think Jerry Lumpy was on the team, but Jake Wood was at second base.
Jake Wood, indeed. And you know something, Tom? I was thinking about that today. Jerry Lumpy, I think, came over from Kansas City, and it might have been a year later. You're exactly right. Jake Wood, absolutely. I remember that team very, very well. Tell me the contents of the book, The Big 50, The Men and the Moments that made the Detroit Tigers. And listen, when I read the title, I do this to myself all the time, again, in my advanced age, just to see how sharp I still am. But I started writing down some of them myself, and I got a few correct right off the bat. But tell me the, I don't, not so much the process, but tell me the contents of what folks are going to get this book. What are they going to read?
Well, the reason it was appealing to me is because I got to name the 50, and I was able to rank them in order. They allowed me to do that. And so what I did, Mike, is I alternated events with individuals because it is moments and men. So I started with an event and then went to an individual, and that's what I tried to do throughout the book. It was a fascinating project for me because I was able to go back to long before I started covering, and I grew up in the Detroit area, and I grew up a Tiger fan, and I knew all the names and thought I knew all the events. But once I started going back into the archives, I got to learn a lot more. And to me, the combination of history and baseball was fascinating.
Well, tell me about Detroit. I mean, I had the game on today. Tigers win a pitching duel, by the way. If you just got in your car in Northwest Ohio or Southeast Michigan, we're talking to Tom Gage, who's got a book out, probably covered and spent more time in press boxes at the home and on the road with the Detroit Tigers than just about anybody. But, Tom, tell me a little bit about Detroit, the baseball town. I mean, Monday? I know it's a pretty good matchup with Boston, but they're filing into Comerica Park. Hasn't always been the case. There were some lean years there, but what a tremendous, tremendous baseball town. Let's touch on the city of Detroit. And if you would, please, Tom Gage, Mike Ilitch, we just talked about the Red Wings and, of course, their last game at the Joe last night, Pistons last game at the Palace tonight. What makes Detroit such a great, number one, baseball town, number two, such a great sports town?
Well, it's a great sports town. I mean, it has to start obviously with the fans and just not with their loyalty, but with their knowledge. I think the Detroit sports fan is knowledgeable throughout it, not just the professional sports and the big college sports, but even down into things like unlimited hydroplanes. I just think the Detroit sports fan has a lot of depth. And as far as baseball, once they came back on board, and even in the lean years, I'm talking about the late 80s to maybe 2004, they didn't stay away. There just wasn't, they did in to a certain extent, but they didn't stop paying attention because they wrote to me and often enough wondering when the Tigers were going to get better. But once Mike Ilitch got persuaded Pudge, and I think he certainly had a pivotal role in that, to come to Detroit in 2004, that put the Tigers back on the map. And even Alan Trammell, who did the foreword for the book, said that's when they began to get better. And they've kind of been in the middle of it, and certainly to two World Series since.
You know what, Tom? I don't want to get too far off base here, but listen, I've been in the business for a long time. I don't get too irritated about things, but I'm irritated about one thing, and I voice this. I have a guy by the name of Craig Muter on this show a lot. You probably know Craig very well, National Baseball Museum, Cooperstown, of course. Every time I have him on this show, I end by getting the pom-poms out by going, Alan Trammell, Alan Trammell. It is absolutely, when I think there's 21 shortstops in the Hall of Fame, that every time that I pull up Alan Trammell's number and start comparing them to people, I just shake my head. Does the foreword in your book. Can you give me one legitimate reason why Alan Trammell is not in the Hall of Fame? And I've said this, if he would have played in New York, he probably would have been first or second ballot.
Well, I can give you one reason. I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but it certainly kind of explains it to me. The Tigers won in 1984, and then they kind of fell off the map. And by the time that Tram retired in 1996, he was kind of ancient history, and so were the Tigers. He certainly had a great career. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I voted for him. And, yes, I do know Craig, and I think I know him pretty well. He's a good guy. I'd like to know what his answer is when you speak to him. But I think Trammell and Whitaker will both make it eventually, but Jack Morris will come first.
Well, I have to tell you, I think I rated every department from, not the war numbers, but from home runs, from RBIs, and I had them rated 7th or 8th of the 22, 23 guys that are shortstops. Hey, speaking of which, localized, Tom Gage joins us, by the way, here on ESPN 106.5, the Ticket, Drive Time in Toledo. His book, The Big 50, The Detroit Tigers, The Men and Moments That Made the Detroit Tigers, by Tom Gage, the forward, by the guy we just talked about, Alan Trammell. Mike Miller's my name, by the way, coming to you from Forest View Lanes. Again, we'll be talking to Rich Kenny coming up a little bit. Hey, take us home here a little bit. Local guy, Perrysburg, about 8 miles to the south of here. Jim Leland's his name, and he'd dealt with Jim a lot over the years. Share some Jim Leland stories or an antidote with us if you could.
It's Jim Leland. I think he's headed to the Hall of Fame too, Mike, because the World Baseball Classic he was the manager of the United States team, I think reminded people of what really a fine manager he is. I've known Jim a long time, and going back to 1979 when he was a minor league manager, and he's a good friend. I mean, even though I covered him, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't become friends with the people you have to write about, and we still talk quite a bit. But Jim, you know, people say he's a throwback, and he insists that he is not, that he relates to players on a current level, and that's true. What he didn't do for a long time was relate to technology, because I remember one time in Chicago, he and I were in that little tiny office of his, and he said, hey, my cell phone isn't working. Give me a call. So I gave him a call, and he looked at the call coming in, but he didn't answer it. He said, okay, thanks a lot. It's working. I was going back up to the press box, and 10 minutes later, he calls and says, this is Jim Leland. Who's this? And I said, all right. Hey, Jim, it's Tom Gage. You just told me to call. So, you know, it took him a while to figure that out. As he once said, Mike, I don't Google, I don't goggle. But I think he learned, and now he can text, and now he can do everything he needs to do. But, you know, remember, this is a guy that when he bought his first car, a Studebaker Lark, it wasn't fully equipped, but he drove around on a summer afternoon with the windows up so people would think that he had air conditioning.
And so, no, when he didn't. I remember that might have been in one of your stories. Again, Tom Gage joins us here. Again, he's got a book out, by the way, The Big 50, The Detroit Tigers, The Men of the Moments That Made the Detroit Tigers. Hey, how about, if you got a few minutes here, how about Sparky Anderson and working with Sparky over the years? Anything that stands out there, Tom?
Yeah, you needed to understand Sparky through the way he played cards. That was how his mind worked, because back then the writers were flying with the team, and once in a while, if they needed a fourth for Hearts, they'd call me up to the table that was at the front of the plane, and Sparky would beat me like a drum because he was always two moves ahead. And I believe that's the way he managed. He always was planning two moves ahead. It worked in Hearts, and it worked in the dugout for him. But Sparky was a marvelous individual, a caring individual. You could tell, though, that some things wore on him, because at the beginning of spring training, he would see two of the writers and say, there are two of the best. And at the end of the spring training, he would say, oh, what do you two vultures want? So, you know, Sparky was human, that's for sure.
No, great stuff. You know, I got to tell you, and I'm not alone here as Tom Gage joins us. You know what? Before I wanted to ask you a couple more questions before you go, Tom, and thanks for your time here today. We appreciate it. But you know what? I played high school baseball, which means nothing. Played a little hockey, played some other sports as well. My parents owned a tavern in Toledo, Ohio for 30-some years. The only thing they would allow on television in the tavern, listen, I clean more urinals than any kid alive and stock more straws and Pabst Blue Ribbon than anybody. But the only thing my mom and dad would let on that TV would be Detroit Tiger baseball. My dad's theory on this was he didn't want people sitting there watching soap operas in that era, because they weren't having a conversation with each other and having a cold beer and making the day move on a little bit. But I always wore, through high school, through everything I was ever involved with, play golf now. And I put a number 6 on my golf ball is how I identify that for the great Al Kaline.
All right, Al's a special person. And he told me that before he signed with the Tigers, of course he signed as a bonus baby, but his dad kind of took over the negotiations down in Baltimore. And when the Red Sox really wanted him, and I think the Red Sox were offering more money, but Al's dad took over and he said, tell me about your minor league outfielders. And Ed Catalinas, the scout who was at the house, said, well, we've got a guy by the name of Bill Tuttle. He's capable of hitting 280. And Al's dad said, my son's capable of more than that. You're now the leader. So it was his dad who took the lead. I think it mortified Al that his dad was so forward in his questions. But obviously we all know it was a great thing he signed with the Tigers.
How about this year's edition before I let you go, Tom, of the Tigers?
One thing, hey, Mike, can I say one more thing about Al? You know, what people don't realize is that when he came to the Tigers and he reported to Philadelphia where the Tigers were playing the A's, and the old Philadelphia A's, and a veteran came up right in his face and said, "We don't want you here." And what a way for a kid to break in, because a bonus baby wasn't going to play very much, but he was going to take the job of a veteran. So when he first reported, he had that to overcome. As for the Tigers of today, of this year, I'm very impressed. They certainly have had some bullpen problems, but they maybe that's just a tweak here and there. They sent Rondon today and brought up Joe Jimenez. But I think what I like about the Tigers is their depth. Look how they won today. They won because Andrew Romine filled in for Upton and got two doubles and eventually scored the winning run. You have to have the depth in that lineup and the extra players to be a good team.
Well, you got to have him, and I got to tell you, a guy that lives in Toledo right now that I played a little slow pitch with later in my life, 68 Tiger Tommy Matchek, left-handed stick, so we know a little bit about that. Again, the book is The Big 50, the Detroit Tigers, the men of the moments that made the Detroit Tigers. Tommy, did I miss anything?
I don't think so. You know, the book was really, it was a labor of love. I had to have a love of labor to do it. But it was, you know, I just found out a lot of things, and I hope, I'm still a reporter, Mike, and I hope I found something that for the individual readers that they didn't know before.
I'll talk about it the rest of the week, Tom. You can bet on that, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep your contact information. Would love to have you back on sometime and maybe get a Tiger report here in about a month or so to see what you're thinking, and we'll talk about the Big 50, the Detroit Tigers, the men of the moments that made the Detroit Tigers. Thanks, Tom.
Well, I really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
That's Tom Gage. How about this? Hall of Fame writer, baseball. Covered the Tigers for the Detroit News from 1979 to 2015. If people don't know a lot about the newspaper business, and I know a ton of writers, it is cutthroat right now. It's corporate. The older guys that are making the most money, getting the most benefits, getting the most perks, they are being ushered out the door with buyout packages, and Tom Gage was one of those guys. 79 to 2015, 79 to 2015, covered the Detroit Tigers to the Detroit News and was almost politely told, Tom, it's the end of the road. He wrote a book. It's called The Big 50, The Detroit Tigers, the men of the moments that made the Detroit Tigers, by the way. Hey, another big sports transaction here. I have just named Frank Gargano my director of player personnel and my general manager for all my FanDuel teams. By the way, if you didn't get involved with the Masters, FanDuel Golf, you missed a lot of excitement. You missed a chance to win some money. You missed a chance maybe to jump on the Sergio bandwagon, by the way. If you haven't tried fantasy golf on FanDuel yet, do it today. Very easy. Pick your contest. Choose your team. Watch live. Win cash prizes. Something for everybody. By the way, starting from just $1, you can get involved on FanDuel. Hurry up. Make sure to submit your lineup before tee off on Thursday. More than golf, by the way. How about basketball? How about baseball? We mentioned the Tigers winning today. Stay underneath the salary cap. New contest begins every day. Play as often as you want. Play in big tournaments or play against your friends. Got to tell you, I've had a ball. My GM, Frank Gargano, puts together a team for me almost on a daily basis. Over 2.5 million players have won money playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Try it today. New users, by the way. Get the combo 5-pack valued up to $50. That's 5 free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contest. Just finish in the top half to win cash. All right, everybody. FanDuel, part of Drive Time. That was Tom Gage. Hey, new general manager. Hey, new director of player personnel. You been out scouting?
Always, Mike. Always out scouting. Always breaking down statistics. Always on the lookout.
Very, very good. There's the general manager of the Drive Time FanDuel team, Frank Gargano. TAS Electronics
updates, sports, weather right around the corner. Traffic is always brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. By the way, our good friend Tom Gage, he appeared on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order by phone at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations by phone or visit Vito's.com. How about this special? Giant five topper for specialty $14. Back with professional golfer, Toledo native Pat Lindsay after these words.
Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to, again, our good friends here at Forest View Lanes. Forest View Recreation Bar and Grill, glad to have you on board. Talk Tigers baseball tonight with Tom Gage, longtime writer, Detroit News. He's got a book out, The Big 50, Detroit Tigers. I was talking a little bit about FanDuel's Combo 5-Pack, valued up to $50. That's five free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contest. Enter the promo code France. Again, enter the promo code France. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code France. Five-pack combo. All right, everybody, glad to have you on board. Joining us now, we talked to him last week. Toledoan, touring professional, played in the 84 Masters. Pat Lindsay's his name. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Fine, Mike. How are you?
Well, I got a text from a guy. I'm great. Thank you for asking, sir. Got a text from a friend of mine during the back nine at the Masters yesterday, and all he said was, it never disappoints. And you know what? He was exactly right. Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose battling down the stretch in the back nine, a back nine you're familiar with. I'm sure you were watching somewhere. What did you see? What did you think? And tell me about it.
Well, you know, my wife and I were driving from Florida coming back up here, so we listened to it on PGA Tour radio on Sirius, and they did a great job. And we did finally stop in time to see the playoff, and I think we saw 17, 18, and then the playoff. But I don't know about you, but I thought the turning point of the tournament was on 13 when Sergio hooked it into the gunch up there on the left, had to take a relief while he was still in it, chipped out, somehow managed to make a par, and Rose was back there with a mid-iron to the green. He hits it a little bit long, fails to get it up and down, and there's no change in position. I think that was a key point of the back nine that gave Sergio the momentum to come back.
No, I couldn't agree more. And you know something? I don't know if it was Jim Nance or one of the guys working one of the holes. Again, as Pat Lindsay joins us here on ESPN Drive Time. Of course, Pat played in the 84 Masters, Toledo. And you know what? I think somebody nailed it. They said, you know what? This year's edition of the Masters at Augusta National, Pat Lindsay, it wasn't a putting contest. And we've seen a lot of this. It was a ball strikers contest, which I liked. And Sergio Garcia, this was a guy, and Justin Rose as well, until that errant drive on the 74th hole went a little bit right. We've seen a lot of guys over there over the years, but these guys were nailing both their driver and their irons most of the afternoon. They weren't making a ton of putts. They were making enough. They were rolling the ball. They weren't putting the ball in the thimble, put it that way. But, boy, were they hitting some solid golf shots.
Yeah, they did, and typically, you know, that's what it's going to take, because those greens are so knobby and the elevations are so different from bottom of the green to the top of the greens, and they're so fast. And you, even with soft spikes, although a lot of those guys are still wearing spikes, they can't be very smooth. So they're so fast, you really can't give the putt. You can't really stroke it. You got to just bump it. And it's pretty hard to roll putts in when you're not really, you know, you're putting so defensively.
You know, Pat, here's something else, too. This is an observation, not a criticism. Pat Lindsay joins us here on Drive Time, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, with Rose, of course, and Sergio Garcia. Turned into a two-man horse race down the stretch. You know, Jordan Spieth yesterday plus three, Ricky Fowler plus four, Matsuyama was great at a minus five, but, you know, Scott was plus one, Ryan Moore was plus two. You know, I think everybody expected down the stretch here, you're going to have a combination and a plethora of players, four or five guys when they made AM corner there to be right in the middle of this thing. All of a sudden it turned into a two-man race. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, they did manage to separate themselves because the other guys are making so many mistakes. But once again, that's the golf course that's forcing these great players to make mistakes. And I think a lot of people start thinking, well, what's the matter with these guys? Why can't they, why are they making bogeys here? And why aren't they making birdies on these other holes? It's not them. Believe me, it's the golf course. It is so extreme that if you're not absolutely on point, you're going to get rolled over. And these two guys, Rose and Garcia, were able to fight through that. And it's still nine under par, isn't very far under par for four rounds for those guys. But it is pretty good on that golf course.
You know, Sergio Garcia, let's touch on him before I let you go, Pat. And listen, a lot's been written, a lot's been said. You know what? You've met people. I've met people. We all have had our challenges. We've all had our ups and downs. I certainly have in 40 years of the radio business. Thought I had certain jobs, didn't get it. Some I got, some I didn't get. Business, I'm sure there's some properties over the years you wanted to move or some things that happened to you as a professional golfer that, you know, you thought maybe weren't fair, but you persevered and moved on. What does this win for Sergio Garcia do? A guy that's had obviously some ups and downs, has been perceived numerous different ways. Moving forward, Sergio Garcia.
I think it gives him about maybe a 5-year window. Isn't he about 37 or so? I think it gives him about a 5-year window of just gonna have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. I think he'll win some more tournaments. He's got the confidence now that he can win a major on an extremely hard course. He's going to have a lot of fun over the next 5 years, I think. And then, you know what, I think he'll fall off a bit like most people do. But, you know, you got to like the kid. He seems like he's in the moment all the time. And sometimes he's in the moment and he's kind of whiny. But other times he's in the moment and he's like in the Ryder Cups. He's a great competitor, looks like a good teammate. You know, my number one guy was Jordan Spieth. And then when I could tell he wasn't going to win, I was actually rooting for Sergio. I thought it was his turn.
No, I did turns at Augusta National at times. You know what? That was big. I think he needed that. He certainly got on board, which says a lot about, you know, we talk about this, you know, a lot of people. What was Lou Holtz's line? He said, you know, people, number one, are glad you got a problem, and number two, you know, they're not going to help you if you got one. They're happy you have it. So I thought that was the exact opposite yesterday at Augusta National, where they got behind him, which I thought was neat. Hey, I'm glad you enjoyed Florida. I hope you got a couple of more baths, by the way. How about any listings you want to pass on?
Well, I have two that I'd like to tell you about. I have one over on Belmont Lake Road, which is a 3,600-square-foot, gorgeous French provincial design, full basement that's finished. It's listed at $449,000, and it is a beauty with a great lake view. And then I'm getting ready here this week to list one on the Maumee River. It's another 3,600-square-footer with a full finished basement. It's got three bathrooms, three and a half baths. And it'll be at $479,000, and it's just gorgeous. So those two are good. Probably the best in my portfolio.
I will talk to you U.S. Open time, by the way, Mr. Pat Lindsay, when, of course, that moves to Wisconsin, Aaron Hills. Appreciate you coming on. Talk to you down the road. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
Pat Lindsay, touring professional, Toledo, and played in the 84 Masters, does a great job in real estate now. Again, everybody, remember to get your five free entries, go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, enter promo code France, FRANTZ. That's FanDuel.com, promo code France, void where are. prohibited. Again, Glenn, glad to have you on board, everybody. Rich Kenny joins us now. Rich, good to see you. Thanks for the hospitality again today. Wasn't too long ago we were over here. Weather has broke, which is great. I saw you outside talking a little bit about your operation today from your outside office near the volleyball courts. Again, thanks for the hospitality today.
Great. We're happy to have you here.
Tell me what's going on and what do we got to get done. And I know things are going good. I was over here yesterday, by the way, and, of course, enjoying some time here today. Jam-packed as always. What's on the agenda?
Well, we're getting ready to open our outside bar and grill. That opens up this weekend. Volleyball starts starting on Monday of next week. We have our outdoor fire pits, outdoor grill cooking experience starting. And then our volleyball leagues are all starting with cornhole, foaling, and all kinds of other yard games and things out there as well.
You know what I noticed? Again, I talked about this a little bit with Tom Gage. I had folks that owned a restaurant and a tavern themselves. I was here for about an hour before the show aired today, and your staff just kind of going around the area here, making sure that everything's in good shape, cleaning, looking around, making sure things are in place. Part of the operation, too, your great help here.
Yeah, we have a great team here. They're dedicated to providing great customer experience from the building facilities to the service to the food to the quality of your overall entertainment experience at the Bowling Alley.
Social media, moving forward, how do they get a hold of you? How do they keep up to date?
We're on Facebook. Search us out at Forest View. Google Forest View. You'll find all the information there about us. Our website's forestviewlanes.com.
Anything I missed?
Our new kitchen is almost in the final inspection stage. We'll have a brand new state-of-the-art kitchen, all fresh production, scratch production kitchen, probably within the next week or so.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Thank you.
Always good
Appreciate
seeing
it.
You, Rich. That's Rich Kenny. Again, we're up at Forest View Lanes, Forest View Recreation Bar and Grill. My name is Mike Miller. I want to remind everybody, if you have not experienced golf on FanDuel yet, it's easy. Pick your contest, pick your team, watch live. Win cash prizes starting at from just $1. You can get involved. Make sure you submit your lineup before tee off on Thursday morning. Also, fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball, new contest every day. Listen, I've enjoyed it. I can tell you right now, Frank Gargano, my general manager and director of player personnel, enjoyed it as well and does enjoy it. Over 2.5 million players have won cash prizes playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Try it today. New users, by the way, get FanDuel's combo 5-pack valued up to $50. That's 5 free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contest. Just finishing the top half to win cash. Get your 5 free entries. Go to FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and enter promo code France, F-R-A-N-T-Z. That's FanDuel.com, promo code France, F-R-N-T-Z. T-Z, void, where, prohibited. All right, everybody, back to close it out. Drive Time, ESPN, 106.5 The Ticket, from the Forest View Recreation Bar and Grill.